You're listening to a Cross Currents special from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba, and today we're showcasing reporting from San Francisco's public school students. Since at least the dawn of the television set, psychologists and parents have worried about kids spending too long staring at screens. When it comes to video games, some mental health experts now say obsessive gamers suffer from, quote, video game disorder. When Zhao Chen quit gaming, he started to wonder, were he and his friends just having fun, or is zealous gameplay really an addiction?
Up until a few months ago, I love video games, but I didn't just love gaming, I was obsessed. I remember racing home every day after school to play League of Legends. I game for hours and hours every day, up until at least midnight. In League of Legends, I had a mission. It was up to me to help my virtual team destroy the towers, guarding the enemy's base. My purpose every day was to climb the rank ladder, but every morning, I have to go down a few levels, back to the real world. I was so focused on showing off my skills to my team in League of Legends that I barely spent any time doing my homework. I was so tired after gaming all night. Every night, I fall asleep during class. My grades dropped lower and lower until I got a C in algebra.
So those would be the typical signs that there's a disorder or a dysfunction going on.
Thomas Plan, a psychology professor at Santa Clara University, says very few people game to the point of mental and physical self-destruction like I did, but...
For some people, a certain number of people, they can't stop engaging in the behavior even when it's destructive.
Psychologists are divided over whether gaming disorder is a real diagnosis. The World Health Organization, also known as WHO, says it is. This summer, the WHO announced that gaming disorder would be included in its disease classification menu.
Certainly anything that is obsessive, that interferes with social, occupational, school functioning, and so forth, in a destructive or dysfunctional way, most of us mental health professionals would consider a disorder.
That all sounds pretty bad, but then again, roughly two-thirds of American households play video games. How do you draw a line between an addiction and a hobby?
Well, you know, these things are all designed to be addictive because companies make money to not only sell their product, but keep people engaged in the product.
6 months ago, I forced myself to quit gaming. I started sleeping at night rather than during class. Like magic, my grades went back up again. I rarely play video games anymore. I tried playing League of Legends a few weeks ago, and I hated every second of it. I hope this game will end soon because I just spent like about 34 minutes. One more turn and we win. Oh, we didn't get it, bruh. 35 minutes. So I'm gonna get off right now. I don't like this game anymore. It's kind of boring. But my friends are still obsessive gamers. They are like the extreme version of me back in the day. Sometimes it's hard for us to get in touch and talk to each other because my friends are daydreaming about Fortnite. A few weeks ago, I went over my friend Alfredo Perez's house. He's playing Fortnite again with his friend Christian.
That's garbage, bro.
I'm wrong, bro. I'm hella wrong.
Finding secret battles, though.
You're hating. Well, I started playing video games when I was about 7 years old on a Game Boy, which was a gift from my grandma. That's where I spent most of my childhood playing on.
Even now, while I'm trying to talk to him for this story, he keeps playing.
I'll say I'm partially addicted, but not really because I could stop playing if I wanted to. I just play a lot right now. If I didn't play video games, I'd probably be outside or just be sleeping, doing nothing.
Or he could hang out with me. Lately, he won't pick up the phone when I call him. When I text him, he doesn't reply. I think that's because he's playing video games. But even though I feel distant from him, he says games help him make friends online.
I like Fortnite because it's trending and you have to use teamwork to win. I think it helps build relationships with people because you can interact with them and just like having to work together to reach a goal.
I'm a junior in high school, not a psychologist. I don't know if my friends are addicted to video games. Christopher Ferguson, a psychologist at Stetson University, says blaming video games is often just a way to avoid talking about deeper issues.
It's funny, like we really, really enjoy consuming media. At the same time, we really, really enjoy blaming media for all the problems we have, you know?
He says the small percentage of gamers who overdo screen time often show signs of other mental health problems, like depression or anxiety.
The evidence we have suggests it's really not so much that games do this to people. We really need to focus more on the issue that these individuals have these underlying mental health conditions, not so much focusing on the idea that games are causing these problems.
Even if my friends really are just having fun playing Fortnite, I still wish they were easier to reach. Ferguson doesn't have a solution for me, but he has some advice.
It's just to open up a conversation about that, you know, to say like, you know, hey, we used to do a lot of other things. Yeah, I kind of miss that.
Or he says, find some new friends.
Friends who may be able to, you know, spend time with you offline if that's not being met with the current batch of friends.
But I am not sure if I am ready to talk to my friends about their gaming habits. It is difficult to reach them because they are always playing video games. For Cross Currents, I'm Zhao Chen.